It's a small matter of power, Doc. We need 1.21 gigawatts.
1.21 gigawatts? 1.21 gigawatts? How are we going to generate that much juice? I'm afraid you're stuck here.
Stuck here? I cannot be stuck here. I got a life in 1985. I got a family. I got a girl.
Is she pretty?
Doc, she's everything to me. Please, 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 you are my only hope. You've never let me down in the past.
You mean in the future?
Hey, and you've always said, you can accomplish anything if you just put your mind to it.
I said that? That's good advice. But I just don't know how to generate that kind of power, future boy.
Future boy, I'm no future boy, 'cause I think I'm here to stay. What's the future for if I don't get more than today? I'm no future boy, I'll never find what I left behind. There's nothing for me here, there's only more of what came before. My future disappeared. Now everything's uncertain, can't see behind the curtain. I can't go, and I don't know where this all will lead.
Marty, there is one energy source capable of generating 1.21 gigawatts of electricity. It's a bolt of lightning.
What did you say?
The bolt of lightning. Unfortunately, you never know when or where it's ever gonna strike.
We do now.
This is it! It says here that a bolt of lightning is going to strike the clock tower at exactly 10.04 p.m. next Saturday night!
The physics of this problem are perplexing. The muscles in my brain are busy flexing. As a geometric form of a pending thunderstorm is hard to calculate. But now we have a date, and all my computations must conform.
If we could somehow harness this lightning, channel it into the flux capacitor.
The way to get you back takes an equation. And a meteorological occasion. And then a lightning crack becomes a power pack. That's what it's gonna take. No room for mistake. It's the only way to ever get you back.